Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. I'm super excited for this show. This particular episode, fam, because we are about to cross the six-year mark of the All Moves Podcast on March 6, 2018. I started this show, the All Moves Podcast, with just one goal in mind: to bring awareness, to open the minds of many, to bring more clarity into people's lives, to bring more love, passion, purpose into people's lives. I started it with that mission in mind. And over the years, a lot has happened. A lot has changed. A lot of growth, a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of changes in my environment. A lot of people left my life. A lot of people came into my life. There's so many things that has happened over the years, which has impacted the show in a positive way, because all of the information is then talked about on the show, right? What I see, what I have dedicated my life to, which is the understanding of the mind, which is human behavior, which is understanding human beings at the highest level, seeing people for what they are versus what they claim to be, seeing above the illusion, looking at things from an above perspective, seeing things for what it is. And over the last 6 years, it's been a wild ride, to do this show every single week, to see the numbers grow, to see the people who the lives have changed, to see people say, "Hey, man, I was listening to your pod 2 years ago and it's changed my life." That's powerful, fam. That's powerful. And as I continue to grow and be a better version of me, this podcast will continue to grow. And you guys who are following along will also get the information that is well seasoned, right? See, I'm 32 years old right now. How many birthdays, how many new years, how many, all these things that have passed. And we can look back and see a lot of the same things that are being said, or a few things change, or even in the middle, you know, part of the show, the middle part of the years, within the last 6 years, right? Like 3 years in, 4 years in, you start to see where, what Anthony said at that time is different from what he says now. You could just see the differences, right? In approach, in just overall results, success, the people that I've done business with, the people that I've worked with, the results in my own life, whether it's me starting many different businesses or me winning a competition, you know, me getting into fighting. There's a lot has happened in the last 6 years that made this show powerful. And you guys are still here. The OGs, I hear from you guys all the time. The OGs who've been listening since the very, very beginning, I appreciate you all. Also to the new people who are listening in, welcome, because you're going to be an OG pretty soon, right? Because just part of the growth, part of the journey. You guys are part of the movement. All moves, baby. So let's jump into the topic of the show, which is vision, which is commitment. Think about it, fam. Without a vision of where I want to take this, or without a love or a passion for what I do, I would not continue to be doing this 6 years later, right? If I didn't see the impact that this had, or if I just didn't believe in what I was doing, I wouldn't be able to continue to sit here and talk to you guys every single week about sometimes the same stuff, right? Because if it's the truth, then it's going to be the same. If it's the truth, then it's different ways to talk about the truth and different ways to get to the truth, right? And then you start to see those who apply the information versus those who just listen in just to get by, right? They're just listening in to see, do I want to agree or disagree with this information, versus observing this with a fresh mind, with a mind that wants to understand itself, right? The fact is, fam, most people don't really want to see themselves. And when you don't want to see yourself, you don't want to see the truth. Why would you want to listen to something that's going to put a mirror in your face and show you who you actually are and what you have been doing, when most people are existing just to exist, just for something to do, right? You put a mirror in their face like, whoa, I've been ignoring this. My life has been around the avoidance of my problems. Think about that. Think about how many people's lives have been around the avoidance of their problems. That everywhere they go, there's a disconnect from oneself. I'm going to be put myself in this environment to be around people who don't see themselves. I'm going to create a lifestyle every single day that allows me to ignore me. I don't want to see I don't want to put myself on the scale because I don't want to see my weight. I don't want to ever see my bank account. I don't want to see the quality of my relationships. I don't want to actually look at the person I decided to spend my life with, because if I look at them, I might just see, damn, look at what I've just settled for, right? So you have people ignoring themselves. They ignore others. They ignore the truth and the reality of their situation. You know, there's no real passion. There's no real what I call oomph in people's life, right? That oomph that you just can't explain, that you just have. There's no real oomph in what people are doing, right? They don't give themselves. Think about it. Businesses that I have started just for the sake of something to do. Relationships that I have started just for the sake of something to do, right? People going to school just for the sake of something to do, right? People 5 years in college. What are you doing in college? I don't know. I'm just here for this degree that I care nothing about. Working jobs just for something to do, just to consume, just to, I don't know, man. I'm just, I don't know. There's no vision, right? There's no vision for oneself. There's no vision for what one wants to become. No strong enough vision that moves people, right? They don't want to become more valuable. Why? For what? For more responsibility? This is what people think. This is how people think. It's like, oh, become more valuable, but that means more responsibility. That means more effort. That means more care. And I don't want to care. I want to be careless, because people confuse carelessness with freedom, right? If I'm careless, I'm free. You know, I can do whatever it is I want to do. I can bounce around as much as I need to bounce around philosophies, bounce around environments, bounce around information, bounce around different podcasts, bounce around on different books, bounce around, they're bouncy, bounce around different environments. I can live here, live there, live there. People are bouncy. They're not committed. When I'm asking you, fam, I'm putting a big fat mirror in your face and saying, listen, look at yourself. And ask yourself, why am I doing this? You're listening to this information for a reason. Why? Why are you listening to this? Right? Why are you doing anything that you're doing? For what? What's the purpose? What's the quality of the people around you? The quality of your relationships? Who are you talking to on a day-to-day? Why? Like, who are you talking to every single day? Who are you surrounding yourself with? What's the purpose? What's the quality of it? These are things to think about, because if you don't have this in mind, if you don't understand this, if you're not creating your vision, or you're not becoming more valuable to be part of a vision, then you're going to be in circles. You're just in circles looking for things to do. Think about it, man. People are just doing things for just things to do. And you can't be upset if you run into somebody who just wants to talk to you for something to do. Someone who's flirting with you, and you probably have the intention. You probably have the intention of saying, "Damn, I want. Damn, you know what? I see this girl. I see this guy that I really like. Oh man, you know." And then you wanna. You're talking to them, and you have this intention of, I don't know, whatever. And imagine, like, people are just like, I'm just doing this for attention. I'm just doing this just for something to do. Think about how much time people are wasting. Literally, how much energy they're wasting just getting involved in things just for something to do. Years pass by. It was like, I just settle for this just to have something to do. Settling for someone that you know is not for you just to say, it's just to have somebody there. Because the decision, the truth will put an end to it all. Making the decision that's best for you. Moving with that momentum every single day of your life, every moment of your life, you're making decisions that benefit the best version of you. And you're showing up, you're saying, this is not for me, right? And then you're moving with intention. Every relationship, there's intention. Everything matters. Everything you listen to is to address the fight that you have in your mind, right? You're looking to get closer every single day to addressing the fights that are in your mind, the fights that are in your life. Every single day, you're looking to address the root cause. Are you listening, fam? Are you paying attention to what I'm telling you? The importance of knowing why you're doing what you're doing and making that decision and bringing awareness to oneself, eliminating distractions, eliminating the things that are pulling you further away from seeing what you actually are and what you're doing. When you eliminate those things, you now see yourself. If you continue to seek pleasure, you continue to seek short-term pleasure, you're just going to ruin the long-term vision, right? There's people here right now not even thinking about the next 10 years of their life. They're not even thinking about the next 5 years of their life. They're not even thinking about the responsibilities that they have to take care of. And I'm talking in terms of their family. How you a mom and how you a dad, and you're not even thinking about your family. You're not even thinking about the generation. You're not even thinking about your legacy. You're not even thinking about what your last name means, right? You're not even honoring your last name. You're not even moving with the awareness that you represent your family, that you represent those around you, right? My mindset is in that place. My mindset is, man, every move I'm making is for the Manaya family. Every move I'm making is to impact those that are around me, right? You guys are part of the All Moves family. You guys are part of the Manaya family. You guys are part of the About It Life, right? Where you're listening to this and you represent the information that you're listening, which means if this is your number one source of inspiration, or I am your number one source of education, then that means every move you make, you are representing this. You are representing me. You are representing what we got going on. You're showing that, yo, I believe in the information that I'm listening. I believe in the mentors and the coaches that I have. I believe in this. There's nothing else. I believe in this. And I'm going to show that this does work. I'm going to show the importance of becoming more valuable. I'm going to show the importance of, you know, building your body and mind, handling the responsibilities. A lot of you, you have to understand, a lot of you, most of you, every one of you listening to this right now, you are listening to this because you have made mistakes in your past. You have made decisions in your past that has led you to the point where you're like, damn, I need change. I want something different. There's things you've done in the past that you regret. There's things that you've done in the past that if you can go back, you would change it. You'd be like, I'll probably do a little bit differently. I made a bunch of mistakes. Now think about that mind that has made a bunch of mistakes and is now in a position right now because they're living the results of those mistakes. Which I often say on the show that there are no mistakes. It's just you making moves based on your level of awareness. And those psychological limitations were passed down to you based on the environment that you grew up in and the people that you learned from and what you chose to accept. So then therefore, you find yourself in this position that you're like, oh man, I feel lonely. Oh man, I feel like I have no mission, no purpose. Oh man, I feel foggy. I don't feel clear. I don't feel as aware. Oh man, I'm broke and I don't have enough money. I made mistakes. You, my friend, listening to this, have to make a decision that from here on out, you never go back to your old ways. You never go back to what you used to do. You don't even associate with what you used to do and the people you used to do it with. You've changed. You move on. You've moved on, right? But it's a decision, and that decision comes with knowing which direction you want to go. It comes with knowing that you're willing to pay the sacrifice. You're willing to pay the sacrifice of being you and making this new decision, right? This decision going towards a new direction to commit to being the absolute best version of you. In order to heal, fam, you must put an end to the things that are breaking you, right? To the things that have broken you. If you want to heal, you have to stop the things that are killing you, right? And that's facts. Some of you want to live this, okay, I can this kind of half in, half out life. Like, oh, you know, like I don't really have to fully commit. It's like, oh man, who wants to be around somebody that doesn't really want to commit? Think about it, fam. Short term, that's pleasurable, maybe. But I'm talking about being around somebody that doesn't want to commit to themselves. What kind of conversations are you having with somebody who doesn't want to commit to themselves? What kind of conversations are you having with somebody who doesn't want to see themselves? What are we talking about here? What are we saying to these people who don't want to see themselves? Constantly adding barriers, putting up barriers, not wanting to have the important conversations. Waking up every single day, what am I going to do today? Instead of addressing the things that are going to get them closer to where they want to go, where they want to be. There's no standards. There's no expectation one has for themselves, which I talked about in the last episode. Come on, fam, what are we doing? What is this all about? Think about this. Take it seriously. This is your life. This is not something that you should just, oh, I'm just listening. This is your life, fam. I'm good. I'm straight. I'm moving with purpose. I'm moving with my last name in mind. I'm moving with my family in mind. I'm moving with the idea of where I know where I want to be the next 5 to 10 years, 15. I'm just passing the gems to you. I'm just passing it on to you saying, yo, fam, what's up with you, man? What's up? Who do you want to be? What do you want to become? What do you want your life to look like? Where do you want to go? We need to do that now. We need to be that now. If you have kids, who do you want them to be? What are you passing on to them? What conversations are you having with them? Seriously, think about it. If you have children, the brains and the minds that you brought to this planet, every move you make, they're watching you. They can see you. They're watching you. They're paying attention to you. Every move you make, everything that you do. I know I'm being watched at all times. Everything I do is being watched. Everything. Everything. And then people even assume that they know me. So then they observe. They say, oh, you know what? I think he's doing this. He's talking like this because I believe that this is happening in his life right now. And, you know, people formulate the speculations and what they believe to be true. And they're observing because they're curious. Everyone's watching. Every single person is watching, especially those you brought to this planet is watching, especially those you have around you is watching, your family's watching, everybody's watching you. So what are you showing? What are you doing? Is it real? If we pull the curtain, are we seeing truth? Are we seeing reality? Who are you? That's the thing. Most people are so interested in just bullshit and lying to themselves and putting up a front, putting up a perception like they're successful, putting up a perception like they're healthy, putting up a perception that they're clear, putting up their perception that they're happy. And reality is like, what are you, fam? What are you seriously? Because this is only hurting you. So what are you seriously? Is the behind the scenes aligned with what we see? Because if it's not, then you have to change it. And it has to change now. because that's not a life worth living. You could pull the curtain behind the scenes, fam. I am who I am at all times. At all times. There's nothing that I'm looking at myself saying, yo, I don't know. Hopefully, nah, I live life. I'm putting myself out there every single day, consistent. The podcast, 6 years strong, consistent. 14 years into the game, consistent. Showing up. This is who I am. I show quotes from 2017. I show quotes from 2013. I show quotes from 2011. I share things from that time, pictures from that time. I've documented every part of my journey because I know that one day someone will see this and say, damn, this motherfucker was on it. He was on this. This is what's his path. And one day people will share the story, and that story will impact generations to come. Come on, fam, think about it. This doesn't just stop here. This doesn't just stop with just me. No. My kids is going to benefit from this. But that takes intention. That takes work. That takes showing up for yourself daily. That takes being the best version of you. That takes caring about yourself. That takes loving yourself. That takes having a vision. That takes all these things, man. What do we, like, think about it, man? How many people are just existing? I'm just trying to pay bills, man. I'm just trying to pay bills and watch TV, and that's it. These minds that are dying every single day. A mind being a sheep. A mind of a sheep just accepts, just listens, just like, oh, tell me what to do. Versus looking at oneself and saying, yo, what am I doing? Using the words to think for yourself, right? Think for yourself. You're going to copy values. Copy a lifestyle that's healthy for you. Yeah, Anthony doesn't drink and smoke. You know what? I'm not going to drink and smoke. Why? Because I want to clear mind. I want the mind to be clear. I don't want to have a mind that's sluggish, dull, and constantly not there. That's a foolish mind. It's a mind that's just dragging through life. Broken minds. People are like, yo, I'm just trying to have fun, man. You're broke, you're whack, and it's not it. And that's it. It's whack. It's not the right mindset I have. That's not the right mindset I have. It's not. Operating like, oh, let's just be loose with our mentalities. Let's just be pulled in many different directions. Let's be loose and flexible with our identity. Let's one day shapeshift this identity, and then the next day we shapeshift this identity just to get a certain result. Who are you, fam? What have you commit to? You need to commit to these core values. You need to show up and honor your word. You need to show up and value clarity, awareness, truth, love, passion, living life every day with momentum, with fire under your fucking eyes, right? Just fire. Just, yo, you can see it. You can see someone just with this burning desire of wanting more. Where's that energy at, man? Where's that energy at? And how come we're not moving with that energy? How come that energy is not present? How come it's just dead every single day? How come there's no direction? We have to move with the energy, with that fire, with that mentality that, hey, I know where I'm going. I love myself too much to live a dull existence. I love myself too much to do what's unhealthiest for the body and mind. I love myself too much, man. Yo, listen, you know, look. A lot of people would say, yo, it's not that serious. Look at their life. Look at the people who say, yo, it's not that serious, man. It's not that serious. Why do you care so much? I've gotten that in the past. I don't get that anymore. But in the beginning, I used to get that. Why you care so much? Because people don't want to see you doing better than them. They want you to win until you do better than them. People want to run away from themselves. And the more you do what's best for you, the more you show what others are not doing. You're showing what others need to do. You're showing others, yo, this is where they're lacking. This is where they're slacking. So therefore, it's like if we could stop your momentum, then we'll feel better about our lives. This is the loser's mentality. This is someone who's complacent. This is someone who just doesn't want to see themselves. So every time they see you, they see them. What I'm saying is, yo, show your growth. Show your growth in a real way, not the perception of growth. Show your growth. Don't allow people to get away with saying things that are just not, you know, that, number one, if you love them, you won't allow them to say these things and believe these things. You will keep people accountable. And more importantly, you keep yourself accountable. But you're showing up for yourself and you're showing your growth. You're showing the process. I've documented every part of my journey, and you best believe that I'm going to be showing that for years to come. I'm going to be showing it. I'm going to be talking about my growth. I'm going to be talking about my success. Right now, it's 6 years in, but what happens when we're 8 years in, 9 years in, and I have 2 kids, 3 kids, 4 kids, and I'm saying, hey, my six-year-old is thinking like this now because of the information that I've dedicated my life to for the last 20 years. You get my point, fam? It's bigger than this. We're making long-lasting impact. That's what this is all about. You're impacting those around you with every move you make and everything that you do. And it is your responsibility to show your growth and to commit to being the best version of you. It is your responsibility to commit to showing up for yourself in the healthiest version of you. It is your responsibility, man. What are we talking about here? Yo, I'm fired. I'm pumped up. Of course I'm fired up. 6 years doing this. 6 years, man. 6 years. Of course I'm pumped up doing this show. 6 years, man. 14 years every single day, dedicated, committed. I don't think people understand what it actually takes. I don't think people understand the amount of love and passion you need to have to even do that. And I'm not here just to talk about myself. I'm here to just talk about commitment itself. Commitment itself. Going all in. And just observing people. Observe people. Think about what I have to prioritize to continue doing this for years to come. Think about what I have to prioritize or what I have to, the person that I have to be committed and consistent and to be disciplined to do this consistently. Come on, man. What are we talking about here? We're talking about mastering our craft. We're talking about living life with swag, with energy. We're talking about showing up and showing your growth, showing off your growth, saying, yeah, let me show off my principles. Let me show off my habits. Let me show off my discipline, my commitment. Let me show my growth, baby. Let me show my awareness. Let me show my love. Let me show my family the love, the impact I have on my family. Think about it. Your change is so powerful that you show the people who decided to change because of you. Powerful, fam. Powerful. I got clients sending me messages saying, damn, man, like because of this, because of these information, because of the commitment that you've made, my life has changed forever. That's powerful, fam. That's what you need to get. That's what needs to happen to you. You need to value that, man. Just understand it's bigger than you. It's bigger than what you got going on. It's bigger than profit. It's bigger than just making money. It's bigger than, I don't know, man, than just short-term pleasure, lifestyle. You know, like, man, this is about transformation. This is about having a vision that's going to impact people who are not even on this planet just yet. You feel me? Or even being part of a vision. There's no vision you have for yourself. Going all in on yourself to be able to be an asset to a vision, valuable to a vision, an important piece to a vision. Well, you know that vision is adding value to this world. And you know you're adding value to this world because you're just a part of it. You're a part of it because you're showing the growth, or you're showing, you know, you're doing your part. You know what I mean? You're doing your part. You're bringing a lot to the table. And that's something people are like, oh, I don't have a vision for myself. But it's like, you don't even have a vision that you want to be a part of. Nothing that you truly believe in. Nothing that you want to represent. This is important, fam. If you have nothing that you're representing on a day-to-day, then life will take you and do whatever it wants with it. And you will follow what you believe to be right and what feels the best. And then that leads you to a place where you're lost and confused and you don't even know what you're doing with your life. And you're like, what am I doing? Why am I even here? Where am I going? Because there's nothing that you're sold on. You got to be sold on yourself and then sold to a vision. And the vision is a positive vision. It's a movement. This is why the All Moves podcast, the About It Life, and everything that I'm just doing in general is just to give people something to believe in, to give people something to know that they can rely on as their source of inspiration and motivation, something that's going to be here for years to come because I'm about it. I'm here. I'm committed. And because of that, you can borrow those values. You can borrow those principles. You can observe my life and see the results of thinking this way. It's like, okay, yeah, but what's his life like? Let's see. And you can just observe forever. Observe forever. You will see the ups and the downs and the adjustments that are made and the results of one's life. You will see it all because I'm all in. And I'm asking you, if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, to be all in. And that's it, fam. That's it. If you found this episode valuable, do me a solid favor. Put it on your social media. Tag me up on it. I want to see who listened to the show. I haven't done one of these call of actions in a while, but if you're somebody who has made it up to this point, put it on your Instagram stories and tag me at AnthonyManiah1 on Instagram. And I want to see who listened to this episode to the very end. Till next time, fam. Peace. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to this show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod, and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, or go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.